Brandon Gurney from the Deseret News. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, I'm good. Have you ever stuck, I mean, outside of, like, you know, once you turned five, did you stick anything metal into a power socket after that?
I can't
be honest.
One thing that did happen to me is I was playing in the airport at the luggage thing. I fell in.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, how old were you?
I think I was 3 years old. I have very faint memory of it, but yeah, I was in the bowels of an airplane with the luggage when I was about 3 years old.
Wow.
So, yeah, how about that?
You gotta be careful, man. I mean, sometimes you get distracted and you stick pieces of metal into power sockets, or you're playing on the edge, flirting on the edge drop into the luggage compartment. Brandon, we were talking Crew Ainge in the How We See It segment. Is it a big deal that a BYU legend's son committed to Utah State rather than BYU? I mean, I know he wasn't recruited, doesn't give an offer, probably a preferred walk-on to BYU. Is it a big deal that he takes the scholarship? They don't have any money issues. Is a scholarship really that big of a deal?
Not a big deal at all. I don't know. I don't think it's an issue. Take the scholarship. It means they're interested in you, and they really have a place in mind for you. So getting off, you know, you feel more of the program, where as opposed to trying to make a name for yourself. I have no problem with it personally. I don't care.
This was, you know, JT brought up a great point. It's Crew's scholarship. This is his deal. He accomplished this. It had nothing to do with Danny.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with his brothers. This is his. He earned it. He's going to get his schooling paid for. My view is this. Where is he going to have the better opportunity to get a starting spot? Where do you have the better opportunity to play? I just saw that Utah State signed a kid out of Miami-Dade County, averaged, you know, 20 points a game, 7 assists, yada, yada, yada. Phenomenal athlete. And that's who he's going to be competing against at Utah State, in my opinion. Whereas you go down to BYU, who is he going to be competing with at that point guard spot every single year, typically? It's not going to be a Kyle Collinsworth, typically, right?
You got TJ Oz coming in. You have some others. I don't know. I don't even think twice about it. I don't even think it's an issue. I mean, are there really fans belly aching about this, or just
no? I'm belly aching about it. It's my show. I get to talk about whatever I want to talk about. I want all the Ainge crew on BYU. Why? Because that means Danny Ainge is coming to the games. That means Danny Ainge is a part of the BYU basketball program and is watching
and
marketing, branding. I mean, everything. Yeah, he is.
What else do you want more? There's his jersey on top of the roof.
We want Danny
on the
Ainge
ceiling
in the Marriott
Center. It's not about Danny Ainge. It's what Tabernari said very eloquently. It's about Cruz Ainge. It's not about Danny.
Don't worry, brother. In a couple of months, I'm going to take the show away from him, and you and I are going to come over here every day.
Look, I'm looking out for Crew. Don't get it twisted. I'm saying, the byproduct is Danny Ainge coming and being around the program, which I do think helps recruiting.
He's already around the program.
Let me finish. But it has everything to do with playing time, in my opinion. And I think he's got a better opportunity to play and start at BYU than he does at Utah State,
my
opinion.
Is he going on a mission? I mean, do we know that?
Most likely.
That's just Jonathan talking out of his ears.
Well, if he's going on a mission, that argument's out the window. I mean, you got a guy named TJ Haas, and you've heard me talk about TJ Haas a million times. Probably not going to beat out TJ Haas. I don't care who Utah State has coming in. I take TJ Haas. And if that's the guy I'm going to have to beat out, I'm going to Utah State. So
exactly.
That's what I'm saying. So
I love it, Gurney. Gurney, let's talk about Frank Jackson. And I don't know if you saw Al Jackson's comment on the Facebook. Was it in jest? Was it tongue-in-cheek? Do you think it was just kind of a ribbing? What were your thoughts?
I think it was probably an inside joke with a guy that's been ribbing him about BYU. Wink, wink. And I'm sure he didn't think when posting that Cougar Nation would descend upon that and interpret it in any way, shape, or form and just, you know, get that old persecution complex up once again. But, man, unbelievable. I've been asked about that frequently, and that's kind of the age we are at now with recruiting. With social media, it's changing everything, and it's a little annoying, but I can understand fans. You know, it's out there. You can get any reaction from any parent and just read into it. I'd encourage fans not to do that, but the very nature of fans, you know, wanting to know everything that's happening, yeah, you're going to do that, but I don't think it means anything. it's Al just ribbing a guy. I'm given to think that most of his associates in the Lone Peak area are BYU fans, and he's probably had many discussions, and it's just a discussion on the Facebook. It's not meant to be a proclamation of anything. Anyway, that's how I see it. So,
do you think he should have employed a winky face or a sarcasm font, perhaps?
He did a smiley face.
Yeah, there you go. Smiley face. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, you just never know where this is leading. Look, BYU fans, there's a number of BYU fans. I bet you half of the BYU fans had a knee-jerk reaction and reacted to this negatively.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll admit, when I first saw it, I was like, really? Wow, he went out of his way to bash BYU. And then I just thought about it and I'm like, no, probably not. Probably not. It's probably just what I explained. But anyway, it's just kind of where we're at with recruiting coverage and mixed with social media. It's just the way it's going to be. So anyway. Oh, wow, look at this. Gavin Baxter just committed to BYU.
Gavin Baxter, that's huge.
Gavin Baxter just committed to BYU. He just tweeted it, so yeah.
Wow.
Hold on.
Let him talk about Gavin Baxter real quick. Give us an update on Gavin, please. What do you think about this commit?
Gavin is a phenomenal athlete. That's just the one thing that jumps out at you when you watch him. Is he's one of those swing guys that could play a three or maybe even a four at the next level, depending on how much he bulks up. I compared him to Zach Seljaas when I first saw him, but I think he's a little, maybe even more athletic than Zach, but probably not as skilled. And Zach can probably play a legit two. I probably not the same for Gavin Baxter. Admittedly, I haven't seen as much of him as I've seen of Zach Seljaas, but definite athlete. I mean, a guy that can really jump and put it down in the lane. I think this is a big commit for BYU basketball. I think this is a guy that they had to get, and yeah, this is a good thing.
He had offers from Arizona State, BYU, UCLA, Utah State, amongst others. JT.
Yeah. I got a quick question for you just about Frank Jackson. He's in Italy right now, and the Euro camp participated. If you had a look statistically, historically, all of that, who would you say is the best recruiter to ever come out of Lone Peak? If you had a rank, and I hate doing rankings, but it just, you know, for sake of making Brand proud because he likes to cause drama. So what the top three recruits to ever come out of Lone Peak, in your opinion?
I'd go Frank Jackson, T.J. Haas, and I go Eric Mika. I think those are the three guys you go with. With all due respect to Tyler, who was highly recruited and won by a lot of schools, as far as just prospects, those would be my top three.
Okay.
T.J., Eric Mika, Frank Jackson. I'm late to the party. I never saw Jackson play in high school, so it's probably unfair for me to put any commentary there just because I wasn't able to see him play that much.
Right.
But those would be my three.
The best football recruit out of Lone Peak was Jackson Emery. He just decided to play basketball instead.
He played football?
No, he would have been. Jackson Emery would have been in the NFL as a defensive back or wide receiver.
Can you tweet that
ahead,
please?
Oh, yeah. That guy was so athletic. Are you kidding me? That guy, look, we're up against a break, Brandon. I want to talk about this further on another day. We have plenty of summer days left that we can talk about this. So, Brandon, I appreciate you hopping on with us, brother.
All right, I got to go contact Gavin Baxter.
All right, brother, get an interview, and then let's talk about it later.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, brother.